All right, so are you ready to dive into something a little different today?
Oh, I'm intrigued. Lay it on me.
Okay, well, have you heard of this thing called mental age?
Mental age, sure, I think I've heard of it.
Well, it's this idea from the spiritual Sikh that, like, no matter how old you actually are, there's
Bro.
this like inner you, and you're actually either like a child or an adult or an elder.
Oh, interesting.
So,
Ow.
yeah, I like that. That's a
It's a fun way to think about.
yeah, it's a fun way to think about how we approach life, I think.
Yeah, totally, totally. And they have this like a mini quiz to like figure out which one you are.
I'm always up for a good quiz.
Me too, me too. And I thought it'd be fun to like walk through it together today and see
Yeah.
what insights it sparks, right? Because we both love the spiritual seek.
Absolutely, yeah. They always have such a unique perspective on things.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
So, are you ready to discover your mental age?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
Okay, first question. How important is fun for you?
You have three options. A lot, I want to have fun and feel emotions, or enough, but duty comes first, or I don't care about fun, I have other things to think about.
I feel like that first one just screams child energy.
Right.
That pure, unadulterated joy.
Yeah, like no filter, just like.
Yeah, exactly. Whereas the duty comes first, that sounds a little bit more like that responsible adult.
Right, like all business.
Yeah, all business, head down, gotta get things done.
Exactly. And then I don't care about fun. That's like a little, I don't know, I want to say bleak.
A little stoic, maybe. A little bit world weary, potentially the elder creeping in there.
Yeah, interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, what about question number two? Does the idea of getting old scare you?
Ooh, okay.
The options are not at all. Life is still long and full of surprises, or rarely. I'm too busy to think about it. Or a lot. Everyone grows old and dies sooner or later.
Ooh, yeah, that's a heavy one.
Right.
It gets right to the heart of our mortality, doesn't it? Yeah. That fear of time passing, I feel like that's a big part of the elder mindset.
Totally. And that, not at all. That's almost like denying that it
Yeah.
even exists, you know?
That's that youthful optimism.
Right. And the rarely I'm too busy to think about it, that's like classic adult, right?
Yeah, head down, focused on the task at hand. No time for existential dread.
Exactly.
Okay, what's next?
Question three. Do you trust what you see on television?
Ooh, interesting. Okay.
Your choices are? I don't know. I prefer the internet and social media. Quite. But there's also a lot of rubbish. Or, of course, TV is essential.
I love this one.
Me too. It's so random, but it's like, it makes you think.
It does. It makes you think about where we get our information from and how we filter it.
Right.
Yeah, like, I don't know. I prefer the internet and social media. That's like that child mindset, just consuming everything, but maybe not always discerning.
Right. And then that adult is like skeptical, you
Yeah,
know?
yeah.
Quite, but there's also a lot of rubbish.
Exactly. They're questioning everything.
And then, of course, TV is essential. I don't know if that's elder or if that's just someone who really loves TV.
I think there's a bit of elder in there, right? Like a reliance on that traditional source of information.
Totally.
Okay, I'm ready for the next one.
Okay, question number four. In which context would you prefer to live?
Okay.
In a super technological world full of robots, or in a society where people work less and earn well, or in a world where you never grow old?
Okay, they're really painting a picture with these scenarios.
Right. It's like choose your utopia.
Right. And I can see how each mental age would gravitate towards a different one.
Totally. I feel like the child would be all about the robots, right?
Oh, absolutely. All the gadgets and gizmos.
Yeah. The adult, maybe that work-life balance, right? Less work, more money. Who would want that?
Right. Practicality and security.
Exactly. And the
The
elder
immortal.
immortality. Makes sense.
Makes sense.
Okay, last question.
Hit me.
This one's a little different. It's not multiple choice.
Oh.
Arrange the following in order of importance. Friendship, money, health.
Okay.
No right or wrong answers here, just your gut feeling.
This is a tough one because they're all important in different ways.
Right, but it forces you to prioritize, you know,
Yeah.
what really matters most to you.
I think that's where the mental age comes in, right? Like the child might prioritize friendship, that connection and joy. The adult might focus on money, that sense of security and stability,
And the elder.
health, of course, preserving what they have, holding on to life as long as possible.
Makes you think, doesn't it?
It really does. It's like a window into our deepest values and motivations.
All right, so what do you think? Ready to tally up the scores and see which mental age you are?
Let's do. I'm so curious to see what my results reveal. Okay, so
Okay.
I'm super curious, like how these different mental ages, actually play out in our lives.
Totally. Like, do we actually act like the age that the quiz says we are?
Right, right. Like, does it actually affect our relationships and
decisions?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And like, what happens when, you know, a child meets an adult, or
Ooh, yeah.
an adult meets an elder?
Clash of the Titans, maybe.
Right. Like, talk about a communication breakdown.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, imagine a child trying to convince an elder to, I don't know,
to go on a spontaneous road trip.
Exactly.
The elder would be like, my routine, my slippers, I'm not going anywhere.
Right, exactly. And the child's just like, but it'll be fun. Come on, let's go. Adventure.
Adventure. I adventured to the mailbox this morning. That's enough for me.
Oh my gosh, that's hilarious.
But I think there's a serious side to this too, right?
And
like, these different mindsets can create real friction in relationships.
Yeah, for sure.
If we're not aware of them.
Right, but it's not just about avoiding conflict. Right.
No, not at all.
It's also about understanding, like, why someone might react in a certain way.
Exactly.
And then maybe using that knowledge to, like, actually connect with them on a deeper level.
Right. It's about meeting them where they are.
Exactly. Meeting them where they are. That's a good way to put it.
So, like, if you're dealing with someone who's very much in that elder mindset.
Yeah.
You might need to be more patient, more understanding of their need for routine and security.
Right. And if you're the child.
Yeah.
Maybe you need to, like, tone down the impulsiveness a bit, you know?
Exactly. Find a balance between that youthful energy and some groundedness.
Yeah, totally.
Because ultimately, we all have elements of all three of these mental ages within us, right?
Right. It's not like you're just one or the other.
Exactly. We're all a mix.
Yeah. It's more about, like, which one's kind of driving the car at any given moment.
I love that analogy.
Yeah.
Like, who's at the wheel?
Exactly.
So, given all this, I'm kind of curious.
Yeah.
What do you think are some of the potential pitfalls of each of these mental ages?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Like, what are the challenges that each mindset might face?
Okay, well, for the child, I feel like the biggest pitfall is impulsiveness.
Oh, for sure.
Right. Like that act now, think later kind of vibe.
Yeah, that can lead to some sticky situations.
Totally. And then for the adult, I'm thinking maybe rigidity.
Ooh, interesting. Yeah.
Like, they get so caught up in the rules and the structure.
Right. Like, they forget to have fun.
Exactly.
Like, they're so focused on achieving goals that they lose sight of the journey.
Yeah. And what about the elder? What do you think their biggest challenge might be?
I think for the elder, it's stagnation.
Stagnation.
Yeah. That fear of time passing can lead to a sense of, like, being stuck.
Ooh, yeah, like they're just holding on to the familiar.
Exactly, even if it's not really serving them anymore. It's almost like these mental ages can almost, like, define us in some ways.
You know, I was just thinking that, like,
yeah.
It's kind of freaky how much they influence, like, our career choices, you know?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, think about it, right? If you're someone who's super drawn to, like, structure and routine,
yeah,
you're probably not going to be happy in a job that's, you know, all over the place, super chaotic, no clear expectations.
Right. That's like torture for an adult, isn't it?
Total torture. They'd be like, give me a spreadsheet, give me a to-do list, tell me exactly what to do.
And tell me when to do it.
And by when, please.
Exactly.
Whereas, like, the child, right, they thrive in that chaos.
Oh, totally. They love the unexpected.
Yeah. Give them a blank canvas. Give them, like, a problem to solve, no rules, no boundaries.
And they're just like, let's go.
Let's do it.
Yeah. And then you have the elder, right, who's just like, where's my rocking chair? I'm done with this rat race.
I've seen it all. I'm good.
Exactly. But I mean, even within a particular career, right? Like,
yeah,
you can still see these mental ages playing out.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, imagine you're in a meeting at work, right? And you've got, like, the child who's just, like, bursting with ideas.
Ooh, let's brainstorm. Let's try this. Let's try that.
Right. And then you've got the adult who's like, hold on. We need a plan. We need a budget. We need to analyze the risks.
Let's be practical here.
Exactly. And then the elder is just like, in my day, we didn't need all these fancy gadgets and gizmos.
We just got the job done.
Right. And it's like, how do you even get those three to work together? You know?
Well, I think that's where that self-awareness piece comes in, right? Like, recognizing your own tendencies.
Yeah.
And being willing to kind of flex a little bit, you know?
So, like, tap into those other mental ages when you need them.
Exactly. So, like, if you're the child, maybe you need to, like, channel a little bit of that adult energy to actually, like, get stuff done, you know?
Right. Stay focused.
Stay focused, yeah.
And if you're the adult, maybe you need to let loose a little bit, you know? Tap into that childlike creativity.
Exactly, because that's where the innovation comes from.
Totally, totally. And the elder, I mean, they've got so much wisdom to share, right?
Oh, a wealth of knowledge.
Right. But they got to be willing to adapt, you know, keep up with the times a little bit.
It's irrelevant. Yeah. It's like, okay. It's like we're all these multifaceted beings, you know?
Yeah, we got all these different parts of ourselves.
And it's about like finding that harmony, that balance.
Right. Not letting one part take over completely.
We,
so I guess like the big question is,
what's that?
How do we do that? Like, how do we actually integrate these different mental ages in a healthy way?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it?
Right, but I think a good first step is just awareness. You know, like
awareness.
Recognizing those patterns in yourself, those moments when you're like,
why am I acting like this?
Why did I just do that?
Why am I so stuck in my ways?
Exactly, and then once you start to see those patterns,
yeah,
you can start to make conscious choices, you know?
Right, like, okay, I'm feeling really rigid right now. Maybe I need to lighten up.
Maybe I need to tap into that child energy.
Or maybe I'm being too impulsive. Maybe I need to, like, think things through a little bit more.
Exactly.
It's like we have this inner toolbox, right?
Yeah, with all these different tools.
And we can choose which one to use depending on the situation.
I love that analogy.
And I think that's what makes this whole mental age concept so powerful, right?
Yeah, it gives us a language to understand ourselves better.
And to understand the people around us better.
Exactly. So next time you're feeling frustrated with someone, right? Or even with yourself.
Yeah.
Just ask yourself, what mental age is at play here?
That's such a good reminder.
Right. And maybe that will give you a little bit of compassion, a little bit of understanding.
And a little bit of a chuckle, too, because let's face it, some of these mental age quirks are pretty hilarious.
Oh, well, yeah.
But seriously, this has been such a fascinating deep dive.
I know. I've learned so much.
Me, too. And I hope our listeners have as well.
And if you're looking for more amazing content like this,
yeah,
be sure to check out The Spiritual Seek.
They're a wealth of knowledge on all things. Spirituality, self-discovery, personal growth.
Absolutely. And a huge thanks to all of you for joining us on this journey.
It's been a pleasure.
Until next time, keep exploring, keep growing, and keep embracing those different parts of yourselves.
And don't forget to have a little fun along the way.